League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell here with you for the next couple of hours on ESPN 97.5. We made it through a whole week, but not unscathed.
Yep.
We've already lost a key card.
Less than 1 week here, and I've lost an access card already.
He's got to go into HR. And he's going to go to Esme, he says.
So I'm calling you. Your phone's going straight through like it's not even on.
It didn't even, yeah. I don't know why my phone doesn't ring.
I'm calling Dell. No answer. I'm like, I wonder if I'm going to be able to get in to do a show today. Because you have to have the access card to get up to this floor.
Yeah, before 7 o'clock, you can't get in the building.
And so then I texted my buddy, Dell, and you. And we're on a group text. And I got in. So I feel blessed. I still don't have an access card, and I have to leave a little early today to go visit my sick grandmother, so I won't have one on time next week, buddy. So I hope you're listening to this, Del.
Del, you listening?
Hope you're listening.
In other words, you're going to have to go downstairs.
Well, and I wanted to get up here this weekend, too, to do some stuff on Sunday. So can you drive from League City over here and let me in, buddy?
No, I'm good.
No, well, you could. I mean, what about when you're doing the Del Dobert backing show?
I won't be here for that. It's recorded, and my good buddy Michael's going to be running it. I'm going to be home watching the ACC title game.
Why don't you just wait up here Sunday morning till Lance gets here?
Because of Lance?
I won't be here till around 11:30 Saturday night. But can you stay up here late?
It won't be staying up because I won't be here at all.
Well, you could come. I mean, instead of watching the Miami game.
Can you watch it? Can you give me your card?
No, I'm good. Oh.
What about giving him your card?
Why would I give him my card?
Just give me your card.
Why do you need my card?
Do we have a 3D printer here?
No, we don't.
That's not going to help then.
So you don't have any idea? Did you leave it at the Culture Map Studios?
I have no idea where it is. I think it must have fallen out of my pocket.
Do you have your shoes?
Yeah.
You have your shoes on. All right. Well, there's a positive.
Yeah, I feel blessed like that. But 1 week in and already lose an access card. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like that's pretty good.
Yeah.
We got big studios. We're building out this side. And so I got my own little office. And so I put, one of my box of stuff there. And now I can't get in.
You don't have a key card. Mm-mm. Yeah. You got your box of stuff there.
I have a box of stuff. You know, I stay here and I work until 6:30. And
me too.
Dell and... Dell, I saw where you were working from yesterday. Dell and Raheel go over there in my cubicle space and do a lot of yapping. They take me off my game.
So you're trying to work.
I'm supposed to be watching like Nick DeLuca, a linebacker from North Dakota State. And then Dell and Raheel are in my cubicle space. Just
now, he's got his Xbox controller with his giant TV.
That's right.
Watching film, as he likes to say. I think every time he's watching a game that gets to 21-0, he's got to get off the sticks.
Yeah.
If there's a game you're watching that gets to 21-0, you got to get off the sticks, Lance.
Is that the Madden rule?
Yeah.
If you're down three touchdowns.
If you're down 21-0, you got skunk. Get off the sticks.
Because you know what? And that's true.
Because you hit reset?
In Madden,
no,
you don't come back.
Someone else gets to play.
You don't come back from 21-0 in Madden because if somebody's already beaten you three touchdowns, they're definitely better than
you. They're better than you, so you get off the sticks.
You're not coming back. We're trying to get a Madden tournament going for for the Christmas party.
Christmas party.
Let the gamers come out and do that.
And you're in there practicing every week, every day, excuse me.
Jason, why don't we have a little game against Jason? Remember that one?
I remember when our listener Jason from Waco got a little lippy with the listeners at Slapfest 1, the original Slapfest,
right,
which is at the Hooters at Mangum and Tacoma or whatever it's called. And he said, I will beat anybody who shows up. I will beat them so bad in college football. It was going to be a disgrace, John Lance. And then we get there, and he goes, if anyone can beat me, I will shave my head. That's how bad I will beat them. And so people came out to watch two guys slap each other. Those two guys would be Chance McClain and Taylor McClain. That was Slap Fest 1 where people were like, and that's when the slapping was hard and real, and they were like, everyone was like,
my 7-year-old daughter was there, and she was like, Daddy, why are they doing this to each other?
It was violent.
And then Charlie Polillo was there, remember?
Charlie was there?
This is interesting, yes.
Why was Charlie there?
Charlie was there.
Oh, yeah, I was 6'10 back then.
Yeah.
Why was Charlie there?
Charlie was there. I think he came to see two guys there.
No, I think he came to see two guys slap each other.
I think he had a broadcast. I think we had a broadcast there.
We might have
had a broadcast.
And then we went,
and then, yeah.
I know there were no...
And Charlie stayed, and he was like, this is interesting.
There were no camera videos at that time, because there would be like 10 of them now.
Yeah.
And then Jason got beat. This is not a lie. Jason got beat 63-2. He had a safety somehow. And he was going to get his head shaved, and he took off running.
He was running. Jumped over the fence or wall or whatever it was.
And got into his car and hauled ass. People were chasing him. And then he got his head shaved at Slapfest 2, where we had 800 people at that one.
Coaches.
And we hit four different bars right after the show. We started at 10 in the morning, and we ended with Slapfest 2 at 7 at night.
And I was, I don't remember much from that.
John was, Mattress Mac was a judge of Slapfest. Jim Boylan, assistant coach for the Rockets, was a judge. We had, that was the biggest party. That was the biggest thing. That was our 5-year anniversary party. That was the biggest thing ever.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I mean, the fire department had to come out. The fire marshal was like, you can't get in. You can't. They had clickers like, oh, this isn't good.
Remember when we did it, though, across the street from Minute Maid? Our first 1560, where everybody had to wear a 1560 shirt.
That Slapfest 3.
Slapfest 3.
That was pretty. That was sporty.
That picture of everybody in a 1560 shirt.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Was awesome.
Malik and Aggie Doug were slapping each other, and then Malik won, and he came out.
I had to warn Malik that if you kill him,
then there's no killing.
No, and he wanted to kill him, and I had to say, Malik, you will not hurt him. So, because, by the way, we had our lawyer was there and said, this is a bad thing. I just want you guys to know that this is a very bad thing that you guys are doing.
I can tell you, those two actually slapped each other there, too. And Malik came out to Prodigy, a song about smacking. And I'll just leave it at that. You guys, if you know Prodigy, you know, you can figure it out. And the bass was just and then he won, and he crowd surfed.
Did you see that the stream is down? Have you seen this? Stream is down, and which is a shock. This is the first time that we've had a technical difficulty here at the station, and the first time Lance has lost something. So we've got the double whammy here today. And the first thing that I get to start about my first commercial today is about my erection. So that's great. So it's a great morning.
It says wealth and health
and wellness. Yeah, that's being. Having wellness.
Early drop-offs.
Well, yeah. So, kids, moms and dads, you might want to beware because we'll be talking
about things. Could be a little lit here in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Your Houston, how come we hadn't talked any Texans football this week after Monday Night Football?
We kind of haven't, have we? Well. Hmm. I mean, I think we leave that up to 6-10 and a 4-7 team. Mm-hmm. Don't we leave that up to 6-10 to dedicate their entire show to Tom Savage?
It doesn't make much sense for us to do it when they're so dedicated to doing it themselves.
Yeah.
They're the only ones who can squeeze anything out of 4-7, so why won't we just let them do it?
Well, Tennessee is going to want to pummel Houston, and they are pummelable now, I would say.
Yeah.
With TS,
after how they got pummeled?
Well, I mean, they got a 50 put on them.
Yeah.
So they're going to want to put some pummels on
Houston.
Are they
capable of it, though?
I don't think so.
Is Marcus Mariota, I mean, I know coming into this season, and I know he's still a young quarterback and all of that. One of the big questions, though, is this the right, are they doing it right with Marcus Mariota? And I think that's a legitimate question. I don't, you know, he is a lot better pocket passer than people were giving him credit that thought he would be coming in. And he was actually more effective as a pocket passer than on the run, surprisingly.
I didn't know his numbers look like this year.
Yeah, they're bad.
9-12?
Yeah.
That's pretty terrible.
They're bad. They're really, really bad. So,
holy moly!
The question is
well, yeah,
is this right for him? Is this right for him, or is Marcus Mariota right for the NFL?
I think he is. I think he is. I think he's. He had four against the Steelers, interceptions. I mean, a couple. I think a couple of them weren't his fault. You know, it's interesting though, John. Take a look at. You want to know what's probably hurting him a little bit? Go look at his rushing numbers over his last five games. 4 yards, 5 yards, 51, 6, 8. You know, a big part of who he is is his ability to hurt you a little bit outside of the pocket. And when you make him just...
But what do all of these guys that are mobile guys eventually want? No. I'm a pocket guy.
Yeah.
And you know what? I that's not me. I want to just be a pocket guy. And they take that out of their game. Yeah. This is what RG3... And guess what you can't be? Guess what you're not going to be able to do?
Well, you know, after success, you know, Dak has had some issues after year one. Marcus is having them after the second year. Jameis Winston. These young quarterbacks are struggling to adjust. Carson Wentz isn't. Jared Goff, they actually got better. But now we'll see what happens in year three once new adjustments are made to them. RG3 performed poorly. Andrew Luck was trending up, but he never got to where he needed to be. He never actually reached the level of hype that he was receiving. I don't think so. I think people are acting like Andrew Luck was
AFC championship game. Yeah. I mean, with that team and that
yeah.
I mean, that
but,
was
but
pretty
But I don't
dangerous.
Think he was a Superman quarterback, though. He had big fourth quarters. That guy could bring you back a lot. That game against the Chiefs was ridiculous in the second half that he had. But, I don't know. It's easy to have a good first year. That's why with Deshaun's going to see some different stuff next year. And when Bill O'Brien's gone at the end of the year, because he's going to get fired, when he's gone, it's going to be extremely important to bring in the right mentor for him offensively. Because I think OB had it right. He blended some of, you know, his passing concepts with looks that, with play action looks like a lot of it's zone read, but some of it is looks like zone read stuff that really just acts as a play action game to keep people at home.
Right.
So they're not rushing. Cause you had to do something with that offensive line. You had to pull some kind of shenanigans. And so I think you better make sure that you have a really, really good offensive line working with Deshaun Watson. Cause you know, he'll throw it away. He'll make some mistakes and turn it over. We've seen it this year. It's what he did in college too. So he makes
every
a lot of great
does.
Plays.
I mean, every guy does though.
Yeah, but what I'm worried about is all the really good stuff that's happened for him this year. The defense coordinators, just like with RG3, just like with Dak, just like with Mariota, they're going to start to take some things away. And how does Deshaun react?
Either that, or you're going to start to limit. Like Andrew Luck. When Andrew Luck comes back, you can never run that guy.
Who comes
lacerated,
back first, J.J. or Andrew Luck? They miss the same amount of time.
Well, right, but lacerated kidneys and shoulders. And I, you know what? I never want to see that dude ever get hit again. And with two now reconstructed knees, it might be the same for Deshaun. Listen, we got to take that out of his game.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's not even getting hit on the run. He's just running and hurting himself
running. I know.
That's...
Well,
that's
I don't know
good.
Because maybe his knees will come back. That other knee came back better, right?
Well, you're going to have to brace up. I mean, you're probably not going to be as mobile because he has to just get braced up, I guess.
So you don't have to worry about the play action, and you don't have to worry about lane discipline anymore because one of the things about him defensively is, holy crap, don't let that dude have any kind of a gap because he will kill us with his legs. Mm-hmm. And if you take that away, how much do you take away from his game?
A lot. I mean, I think it's a big part, the ability to extend third downs with his extend plays, extend drives with his legs. I mean, it's a big deal. And that's why I always thought, remember when Cordell Stewart tried, and I talked to Cordell about this one time on his show, he tried so badly. Like you said, they want to be pocket passers. They don't want to be known as Deshaun Watson in college. I think that's, you know, I think that's a racial buzzword, dual threat quarterback. No, it's not. Mm. It means that you can hurt people more than one way. That's like a guy having a fastball and a devastating fastball and curveball.
Right.
Don't look at that as a negative. I know in the past maybe it was a buzzword, but really what it is now is just, hey, this guy can hurt you in a couple different ways. There's nothing wrong with that, Deshaun. Embrace it and don't run away from the fact that you can gain some yards with your leg. Cordell Stewart ruined his career because he wanted to prove to everyone he is a pocket quarterback.
Exactly.
Dude, you're slash. Yeah. Be slash.
Yeah. No, absolutely. All right, 713-780-3776.
Tell us about your wellness.
Well, tell us. Let's tell. You know
tell
what?
Tell the kids who are getting an early drop off about how well you are.
What about us starting with Texans? What about that?
Hey, there you go, Texans. Congratulations. Hey, it's so, mostly about 4-7.
If you want to improve your Texans, then all you need to do is go. No, you can't go there.
Draft better.
ImproveMyTexans.com. No, that's not it. How about your health and wellness? What about. How about how healthy are you? Well, here's the thing, guys.
You healthy at night when you really need to be healthy?
Yeah. Kids are
early in the morning.
You know what? Open the door now for the kids.
When it's time to make some nachos. Do you have health? Are you healthy?
Are you healthy? In other words, you know what? How is your blood flowing? That's the thing that you need to know. All right. Is it flowing to all parts? And if it isn't flowing to all parts correctly, well, then what you need is to go to see my guy, Dr. Rorick. He is awesome. Dr. Rorick has been helping guys with blood flow for years and years now. Give him a call, 281-496-3355, or go to ImproveMyErection.com. Yes, I said it. There's nothing we can do about it. ImproveMyErection.com. That is the key to this whole thing. And listen, and it doesn't matter how old. You could be in your 20s, and you're sitting in the car right now going, you know what? I'm not getting maximum potential for myself. Well, you could be in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever it is. You know, there's plaque that builds up in your veins, and the blood flow doesn't get all the way and as much as you want it to. So what you do is you go to the doc. He's got the Gaines Wave Therapy. There's you don't get no cutting, no pills, none of this stuff. It's actually just trying to get those veins so that they open up so that the blood flows well. That's it. And it's easy. Wouldn't you rather be a little bit embarrassed with the doc than you would with that girl that you're trying to have fun with? Well, all you got to do is go to ImproveMyErection.com or call 281-496-3355. 720 on ESPN 97.5. So nothing from the Jimbo Fisher deal yesterday.
Eh.
No.
Yeah, but isn't it just a matter of time?
I know. Well, the thing about it now is he can't go back to Florida State, right?
Well, yeah, you can.
I mean, not really. They don't trust him anymore. Another dalliance here.
First you had LSU and now this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm Florida State, I'm like, beat it. You know what? You don't want to be here. And if this is just another play for more money, beat it. Look at the team this year.
I think he's this isn't a play for more money at a year like this. But I think he'll go to A&M. I mean, it's just A&M said they should have an announcement shortly.
Yeah.
So my guess is they're just probably figuring out maybe his staff. Maybe he's contacting coaches or something like that.
Or maybe I don't know. Does he want to coach on Saturday and doesn't want to make the announcement today and just coach tomorrow?
That's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
But how can Florida State let that guy run out on the field on Saturday?
I mean, to a chorus of boos.
Who do they play?
Louisiana Monroe.
They reschedule ULM to get bowl eligible.
I was going to say, maybe you play Monroe plus the points.
Yeah.
Because the players are going to be sleepwalking anyway. The whole season's been a sleepwalk, frankly, for them. Yeah.
Well, and don't tell me DeAndre Francois was worth all that. Maybe they were overhyped, because every year it happens.
He's a pretty good talent, but they don't have NFL-caliber offensive linemen right now. They lost Dalvin Cook, although actually they have a really good young running back. They have a decent tight end. Did you guys see the Aguayo? You know, he claimed he was in he got jumped at a frat party, and then the video came out. And I see that I screwed up his draft profile because I should have said, instead of giving him a high grade, I should have said accuracy is a major issue for him, both with his kicks and telling the truth. Because he was getting his ass kicked by one guy. They were just in a one-on-one fight. Then Ryan Izzo, the big rocked-up tight end, came over and started throwing people around on this video. Mm-hmm. Like, he was tossing guys around. It was bad. Like, he was just Gronk. It was total Gronk in him.
And love that.
Those little frat boys are just flying through bushes. And I'm like, don't kill him, Izzo.
You got a higher grade on him now.
I got a third round grade on him. Well, I already thought he was pretty strong at the point of attack and fairly physical.
Yeah, but now you know he can throw frat boys around.
Yeah.
Like a Gronk. You can Gronk it up. If you can Gronk it up, you're going to be pretty damn good.
If you can get your Gronk on.
We're going to talk about SEC football with Peter Burns.
Yeah, Peter Burns is going to join us at about 32. He's headed to Atlanta. He's driving there this morning because that's where the SEC championship game
you
is.
You ever notice that SEC guys are I mean, Paul Feinbaum, Clay Travis, Peter Burns now. I mean, they are, you can't get them off the SEC.
I've known SEC guys are real into the SEC as a matter of fact.
But Peter Burns was a Colorado guy.
No, he lived in Denver, but he went to LSU. He's at actually, he went to UTSA. He was, where did he play golf? He was a college golfer.
Was he?
But he grew up, he grew up in Kingwood, but also, like, he's got family in Baton Rouge. He's a longtime LSU fan.
Oh, okay, cool.
So that's right. And his wife is Bama. Their baby, their dogs are named Peyton and Saban.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all in. Peter Burns, here's a great story. He meets his girlfriend at the time, Lauren. He goes over to her family's house for like Thanksgiving or something like that. And Peter's just trying to mansplain to her Uncle John about football and why LSU is so much better than Alabama and why Alabama's kind of trash and all this stuff. And, you know, he's talking about, you got to understand the offensive lines. And he was explaining some offensive line stuff to him. And then it turned out her uncle, who he was, you know, trying to explain football
stuff
to him.
Yeah.
His last name is Hannah. His name is John Hannah. You may know him from the Hall of
Fame.
Heard
of him.
Yeah. A Hall of Fame guard, played at Alabama.
Did you not realize, Peter, how big that dude was?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're explaining offensive line play.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And Peter said when he found out, he's like, oh my God. John Hannah was not really smitten with Peter Burns. Wasn't a big fan of his early on. So, yeah, SEC guys stay SEC-ing the whole time.
Right. Maybe Leach to Tennessee. Looks like it's going to get done. So we'll have that.
What is Mike and Derry Ashford on a mobile doing here?
Oh, my God. Mike and Derry Ashford. I was just thinking about Mike and Derry. You know what we don't get anymore? The Crier's Corner. Are you getting that anymore?
I used to love it. If I'm being honest, there were some winners.
What's going on? Day.
Yeah, there was.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, you know, I'm good. Pretty excited about the new show. But I'll be honest, I was a little hesitant to listen. Kind of always skeptical of the new technology as an older guy.
Right. No, it's yeah. Everything's good. Like,
what
kind
technology?
Of new
tech?
Yeah,
FM radio.
Oh, no, I thought you meant the apps and everything.
No. You can listen on your phone too, but FM, yeah. That kind of scary.
No,
I get that.
That's not really new. Oh, I'm gonna be honest,
that.
It's
I
not
that
new though.
Yeah. Well, you know, to each their own. But I'm excited. You know, so many sports topics to cover since last time I talked to you guys. Rockets, of course, off to a hot start. I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
You may not know, this is the hottest start for a team with an MVP run. It's the Hoboken Skidoos of 23 with Sticks Wickersham.
Sticks, I remember. Yeah, that was
the Skidoos?
I remember when the Skidoos, when, what's his name, Sticks Wickersham?
Yeah, Sticks Wickersham. Yeah. You know, they call him Sticks because he always had to play the second game of a back-to-back wearing his polio crutches.
Oh, man, you cannot. It is hard to get points with polio crutches.
He still dominated, though. He went for like 11 and 8. It was really unbelievable.
But how many teams were there at that time, though, Mike?
I think it was four.
Four. Yeah, and what were the what was the final score, like 26, 22 or something?
Well, that was double OT, John.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
He dominated 11 and 8.
Yeah, that's how they rolled back then. But on to the Astros. I'm pretty excited about them.
Yeah.
You know, I had occasion to run into Jose Altuve at a gas station right after they won the series.
Oh, nice.
And he couldn't have been a nicer guy. Very gracious, very sweet, and in a very generous gesture, he lifted me up Lion King style so I could reach the pump. It was really really
good.
Altuve did?
Wow.
Yeah,
He's not a big guy.
No.
Well, yeah. So anyway, congrats to the Astros. And last thing I wanted to touch on at this point was. You know, this whole Harvey Weinstein, Matt Lauer, all those kind of creeps, you know?
Right.
They,
right.
Yeah, very topical. They, this, of course, is something we've seen in sports going back to forever. The Hall of Fame pitcher, Mordecai Levine, he was very known for those creepy antics. You guys familiar?
Yeah,
I'm not familiar.
Levine, Mordecai, yeah, no, I don't remember
well,
him.
Okay, so you don't know him by Levine because it took a very unfortunate incident with a
three fingers.
Yeah, it took a took an unfortunate incident with a clubhouse cigarette girl. Friend, they earned a nickname, Three Fingers Brown. Don't step on my punchline, John.
That was Lance. That
was me.
That was Lance. That's
I'm sorry about that. That was I just kind of came. Yeah, to me. It was an epiphany.
Yeah, right.
And no. I shouldn't have.
Mordecai, yeah. But I thought his name was Brown. Yeah. All right. We got a break because Peter Burns is going to join us next. But Mike and Derry Ashford, don't be a stranger. Great hearing from you. All right. He's done. Mike and Derry Ashford on a mobile.
Let me tell you who's not done. My boys over at Texas Star Foods.
No.
They're just getting started, as a matter of fact. I started off with the Traegerwood Pellet Grill. I went to Green Mountain, and really I just wanted to try them. It's not because I was disappointed or anything. Every single grill I've had, Traeger, Green Mountain, and now Memphis, unbelievable. Every Christmas we do, we started this about 5 years ago, a beef tenderloin. That's the big Christmas meal. But you don't want to screw up a beef tenderloin. It's an expensive piece of meat. It's a phenomenal piece of meat. And so what I do is I will sear it on the inside, and then I take it outside, and I put it on smoke, and I will smoke the bejesus out of this thing, and I have the internal thermometer that's plugged into the grill, and I use it on my app, and I know exactly when it reaches the perfect temperature for medium rare, and it comes out perfect every single time. If you are ready to take your briskets, your ribs, your chicken quarters, your sausage, I don't care what it is, to the next level, pizza on a grill is phenomenal. Go to my friends over at Texas Star Grill Shop. They're located at 59 and Shepherd and also a location in Spring off Louetta. They have a great anniversary sale going on right now. And whether you need rubs, marinades, accessories, pizza stones, or just the very best grills out there, infrared grills, the Weber gas grills, the Kamado Joe ceramic cookers, they'll help you find the perfect grill for you and what you need in your backyard. Become a pit master with my friends at TexasGrillShop.com. That's TexasGrillShop.com.
Yo, turn me up in the headphones.
Like that?
Yeah.
What's the message? Well, the message here on the bench, John and Lance, is that there's some big college games that will determine the landscape of the college football playoffs. Well, this isn't the message. It's just a sample. It's Bad Boy is what it is, what we've got here. There's P. Diddy. Also, no, what's his new name?
I don't know. He said it was a troll. It's not. He's going to stay with Diddy.
Oh, okay. He was just messing with people. Joining us right now is from the SEC Network, Team Infinity Knives, longtime friend, Mr. Peter Burns. What's up, Peter? It's John and Lance.
By the way, that wasn't... I'm so disappointed with you. That was not the message. That was the remix. That's Can't Hold Me Down. That was when Dave first came out.
Yeah, they
got Bentleys in the desert. What the hell are you talking
that's
about?
That's Can't Hold Me Down, but they sampled the message, though. I didn't have my earphones on at first.
Just embarrassing. How are we going to get off my first appearance on the new game, and you're gonna bundle and just completely screw the pooch there.
I know. Mace I don't even
came
have...
out of the. I mean, Mace came on the scene there.
It was Mace and Puffy.
That was an incredible song.
It was Mace and Puffy. There was no Diddy at that time
don't
either.
Worry,
right.
It's only 5 days in, Peter, and Lance has already lost his key card.
Yeah, I already
card,
lost
so
my access card to the building.
Can't get in the building.
I
so
had to have them come.
So there's that.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. No. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
And I know you're disappointed in anybody. And our producer's a big Miami fan. You're disappointed in anybody who thinks Miami should be in this playoff.
Listen, I think they're a paper tiger, and I'm not too worried
it's
about
true.
It now
it's true,
because I guess it plays itself out, right? But I mean, Clemson, there's no way this is not a 17-point, 20-point victory, right? I mean, Miami's barely getting by the North Carolinas, the Georgia Techs. I mean, they're scraping by. And the big love we gave for them was because they beat an overrated Notre Dame team. I mean, Clemson, who's been there before, they've got I believe it's 9 wins over top 40 football power index, those FBI ratings. So, listen, that would be the upset of all upset if Miami keeps it within a touchdown to Clemson. Not even win, just keeps it within a single-digit score, guys.
You hear that, Dell?
Heard it before.
Yeah. No, you have heard it before. That's true. I don't think there's any question that's true.
I mean, look, I know. Listen, I like Miami. I think it's a great story. Like, I think we all want the U to be back. Like, we want, like, Uncle Luke on the sidelines. We're digging the turnover chain. Like, everything is all, you know, we don't need Kevin Shapiro. He doesn't need to show up. But
nah,
still,
you know what that one.
Like, I'm excited about Miami football being better. I think we're 1 year ahead of the curve on this. So great season. I just don't think that they're the real deal yet.
I agree with that. But the turnover chain is all like that has become a fun little thing in college where every time somebody gets a turnover, they run to the sideline and they're looking around for the chain like, give me my chain. Give me my turnover chain.
It's awesome.
Nick Saban would have like a turnover walking boot
for all the injuries. It is a little bit of a rip-off, right? Because, I mean, Bama was doing that with the turnover belt like 2 years ago. And now all of a sudden, because Miami's back and they've got the U. And oh, by the way, you know the guy who supplies the turnover chain at Miami is disavowed from ever talking to North Carolina players again. Because he basically got into a big deal where he was supplying North Carolina players. And it's a brilliant marketing piece, right? This Miami jeweler, instead of just paying off the players, he has this big old turnover chain. So all the guys love it. So once they go pro, he's going to go, you know, it's like Paul Wall in the grill. He's going to roll over there and get all the business.
All the business. Actually, that's really smart. Right. I didn't think about that. That's really smart.
That's a great business plan.
So you work at SEC Network. You guys are fairly busy right now. You got nobody wants the Tennessee job. Like 40 coaches have turned it down. You've got the A&M job is open. Jimbo Fisher reportedly interested, former LSU coach. And, of course, Jimbo is a huge name in the college football landscape. We got the SEC championship game going on with Auburn and Georgia. And then Alabama could still weasel into the playoffs with one. If one team stumbles, Bama's back in. There's a lot going on for you. Let's start with Tennessee and the Tennessee job. Why do you think nobody of consequence currently on the college football landscape wants that job up to this point?
I mean, it's one of two things. Yeah, one of the first reasons why is that it's not the marquee job that it was back in the day. I mean, you know, when you see Tennessee does not have that fertile of recruiting ground, and I get it. But but that's a small part of it. The second part about it is that this whole search has been bundled. And what it was why it all got all messed up was that John Curry had his guy. He came in as the athletic director. He looked at the new boosters. Jimmy Haslam is a big booster, and Haslam wanted Greg Schiano. And Peyton Manning gave it the blessing. So, but what happened is that everybody didn't like Greg Schiano, so all of a sudden this huge social media mob comes up, and that's why all of a sudden they weren't ready to go down the list. John Curry never really put a list together because it was already pretty much talked about by Schiano that it was a done deal, that the boosters wanted it, Peyton Manning wanted it. This was a no-brainer. Why do I even need to vet a whole bunch of guys if my guy has already said yes and it's going to happen? And sure enough, everybody revolted against it, and that's why basically everybody but us three right now have been offered that job at Tennessee.
Peter Burns, SEC Network, with us here on ESPN 97.5. I got. We were just talking about Jimbo Fisher a little while ago, and a big Aggie texted me and said Jimbo was done to A&M 3 weeks ago. He can't go back to Florida. So I think he's at a point of no return. Well, I would imagine this gets announced, but the thought is he wants to coach tomorrow for Florida State against ULM. So maybe it doesn't happen today.
It is funny because it's kind of like, all right, okay, in 2015, Jimbo stepped out of the house, right? Like he, you know, basically went out on a date with LSU and he's like, oh, I'll come back to FSU. In 2016, he did the exact same thing, right? He kind of went with LSU and flirted, hey, I want a 10-year deal. And then he ended up going back to the house with FSU. This could still happen again. I think there were planes going to pick him up and talk to him. And I think they never left the tarmac in College Station as of this morning. And I can see Jimbo Fisher, basically Tallahassee official, saying, oh, this is the last time I ever let you cheat on me. And then all of a sudden they're back at dinner table and we're like, well, this is awkward. But I guess this is our life.
Yeah,
so,
but Billy Lucci.
Nothing would shock me.
But Peter, you know Luch. Billy Lucci says yeah. He'll be here by mid-afternoon Sunday. There's just the or you know,
and I don't know, Peter, do you think that fan base will take, I mean, maybe the administration will take them back, but I don't know if the fan base will take them back.
Listen, I think everyone just is already in the message board social media world. They're like, I hate Jimbo Fisher, blah blah blah. And then if he did decide he can't come back, all of a sudden it's like, well, okay, we love you more. I mean, I think the big deal is right now is commitments. They've already lost three commits since Wednesday. And that's a big thing now, guys, with the early signing period. Mm-hmm. So I got to be honest with you. I think Jimbo has always wanted to go and take a shot at Nick Saban, his former boss. and just, hey, what could I do in – like, I think he's good. I think Jimbo's cocky enough to say, you give me A&M with those facilities, with those players. Kevin Sumlin left a lot on that roster. A lot of young guys played some quality ball for the Aggies this year. That's a hell of a job. He'd be in a better spot right now at A&M, especially if they're going to give him a 10-year, $75 million deal. That, with the facilities and the fan base, you go to A&M, it's a no-brainer.
Peter Burns with us on ESPN 97.5. Let's say Ohio State wins and beats Wisconsin. I'm not all that impressed with Alabama, if you want to know the truth. The Fresno State game, that win is looking better. They didn't look great against Colorado State. They didn't look good against great against LSU. They didn't look good against Mississippi State. They lost to Auburn. I'm not convinced that this Alabama team is all that, but, you know, with the same scenario last year with Ohio State getting in and not being in the championship game, could well happen again.
It's amazing, and I say this because I'm driving the SEC championship game with my wife in the back seat, so I can't say anything bad about Alabama because Ticket Oak is a big Alabama fan. But I have found myself as a diehard LSU fan actually basically campaigning for Alabama because I look at it and I'm like, their only loss all season long was to the number two team on the road, guys. And I can't stomach the fact, because I love college football so much and I love the regular season so much, that Iowa scored 55 points at Ohio State. Ohio State lost to a 7-5 mediocre Kirk Ferentz team by 31 points. And, oh, by the way, they got the doors blown out against them against Baker Mayfield's Oklahoma team at home.
Yeah, that's
we're,
true.
We're just going to allow that to happen? I mean, I understand what you're saying, but could you ever imagine Alabama, A, giving up 55 to Iowa, or losing a game by 31 points? Nick Saban's been at Bama for 11 years. He's never lost a game by more than 14 points. And Ohio State's done that twice this year.
Yeah. I think the committee might want to keep Alabama out. This ain't Alabama's tournament. You know what? But hey, there are other teams around college football. Maybe we'll be okay if we don't have Alabama in it.
I agree with that. And also keep in mind, the athletic director, Gene Smith for Ohio State, is actually on the committee this year. Now, of course, he has to recuse himself during any conversations that's had about Ohio State. He can't just sit there in the room and vote. But you can't tell me, and I've done that committee. Been invited by Bill Hancock and Kirby Holcutt to go up there and actually do the selection committee. You develop a relationship with these guys, and all of a sudden you're kind of boys with them, because for, hey, you know, 6 weeks of the year, you're stuck in a hotel room for 2 or 3 days. So I think when it comes down to it, there'll be enough behind the scenes if Ohio State beats Wisconsin to where they can say, you know what, it's just a whole lot easier for us to put in the Big Ten champion, have the Big Ten team in, instead of two SEC squads, which, oh, by the way, should the Big Ten even be in? The last 2 years, they haven't scored a freaking point when they played the big boys in the playoff. Outscored 69-0. Unbelievable.
Previous years don't count, Peter.
Yeah, maybe you didn't hear. By the way, I told John that you were able to, since your wife's in the car, I told him that you were able to school her uncle, John, on some
offensive line play.
On football, yeah. Line play, and all that stuff. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
Hey, listen, that's why we're dealing with Lindy. I do have to do this. I never thought I'd do this. I know we're probably up against the break. I'm going to let my wife talk to you, Lance, because she misses you for 2 seconds. I want her to explain what she's making me do right now as I'm driving. Hang tight.
Oh, is this legal?
I don't know.
Hey, Lance.
Hey, Lauren, how are you? Congratulations. They welcomed their first child.
I saw that. Yeah. But a beautiful
little Alabama girl. Yeah. Not a LSU girl. Alabama girl.
How's that mixed marriage going?
Darn Skippy, she's going to be an Alabama fan. Her father has no control in our house whatsoever.
Well, we knew that. What are you making Peter do right now?
So he's driving, and obviously safety first, so I won't let him look at his Twitter feed, which with the coaching carousel that's going on is driving him nuts. So I'm sitting in the back seat reading him his Twitter feed in a British accent. It's mildly entertaining.
Hey, I love that. Then that's a pretty good idea.
Let's hear one of the tweets in a British accent.
His favorite one so far this morning was, Tiger Woods tweeted that he was playing golf in a salmon polo with the picture.
I actually do like that idea. Now, that's a sickness if you can't stay away from Twitter long enough just to, you know, drive yourself to. So you guys are going to the SEC championship game then. You're going too. You're not in it. Lauren, you're not in it.
I don't know if you heard. Alabama got beat.
Please don't remind me. I'll have to come through this phone line and strangle you.
No, I don't want any. I don't want any beef. I don't want any problems.
Lauren Burns, we appreciate. Congratulations on the baby. Beautiful baby.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
All right. There's Peter and Lauren Burns right here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. Pete, here's a new tweet for you. This new bench it replaced Mike and Mike is absolute ass. I wish they would replace
that's
it.
What's happening.
No, that's my favorite.
And I'm like, well, this when did this get tweeted by? Who said it? Like, who's responding to it? Like, this is how big of a social media degenerate I've become during this coaching carousel thing, guys. I'm embarrassed. Oh, I don't want my daughter to know.
Here's a response from Gary Apples. He says, I wonder if Tiger Woods is still smashing any Perkins waitresses.
Well, I was going to say, babe, why don't you just read me my Twitter mentions? And because I was like, no, actually, don't do that. Don't do that whatsoever.
Do you get the haters coming after you since you're an SEC guy?
Oh, I mean, listen, since Miami fans hated me because I brought up that I thought they were a paper tiger, Ohio State fans, they hate me because
they're dangerous, though. They're very dangerous people.
Speaking the truth that they lost by 31. Yeah, it's bad.
Who's the best follow on Twitter for coaching news? Football Scoop?
Football Scoop's pretty damn good. I'm not going to lie. I mean, the message board guys, you know, they it's like the Clay Travises and all the guys of the world. They try to get their names in the headlines. They're like, oh, John Gruden and all of these stuff. It's the Football Scoop guys are probably dialed into anybody. So those are the guys that have the best chatter.
That's who the football people pay attention to. Listen, we got to roll, Peter. Have fun over there. Congratulations on the baby as well. Yep. And you guys go kick tail over at SEC Network on this weekend's games.
And love it. New show sounds great, guys. I'll talk to y'all soon.
And War Eagle. War Eagle. Tell your wife.
Let me tell you, I don't want Lauren to hear this, so you better hurry up and hang up. You know Peter, in his heart, was doing that. Like, I'm not going to say that I've ever been happy when the Longhorns have lost because my wife's a Longhorn.
Right.
That's never happened ever. But I bet Peter, on the other hand, in his heart, an LSU fan, like when Auburn won, he's like, oh, come on, Bama. Like, he's giving the fake cheers for the other. And in his heart, he's so happy. His heart is smiling so wide that Nick Saban's losing. You know it's happening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no, no,
Nick
no.
Saban left LSU.
For Miami, of all places.
Well, that's right. I forgot he went to Miami first.
They don't care about that. It's that he found his way to Bama is what they care
about.
That
makes it even worse.
Back 1 week, I see we don't pay attention to breaks, just like the old days.
No, we don't. 7:48 ESPN 97.5. Going to take a break?
What? That's how we go to break?
Got to take a break and not talk about erections right here. All right. Dell just came up with a Colin Klein reference.
I called him Little Tebow when he was playing.
Little Tebow, he was. That's Kansas State's offense. Let's snap it to the quarterback, run right. Snap to the quarterback, run left.
Did you see with that kid, the new, I think Colin, is it Thompson? Dylan Thompson? Dylan Thompson played at South Carolina. I don't know what his first name is, but Thompson came back and beat Iowa State with like a minute and a half, drove him down the field and scored.
Was there a better
way? They have Belton, who got hurt, right? Every one of them gets hurt. You can't – hey, I don't know if you heard Bill Snyder, but quarterbacks that run all the time are going to get hurt.
I think Peter made a pretty interesting point that I hadn't really thought about. This doesn't feel like Alabama teams of the past. There's no question. They're hurt. Their offense isn't as good. Bo Scarborough's not as good. Jalen is up and down. Their offensive line's not as dominant, all that stuff. But the problem with that, though, is that I do feel like Miami's probably a year away. I don't – you know, Ohio State has two really bad losses. How about Oklahoma, who's number three? They got beat by a linebacker playing quarterback. I mean, Lanning came out like,
hey, no. Our quarterback's hurt. Can you come off of linebacker and come quarterback?
Well,
I haven't done it for a little bit, but I guess I can come beat them.
And Kept never played. He's a fifth-year senior they couldn't start in junior college.
Yeah.
And he comes off the bench and goes, and ping, 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 ping. What?
Yeah.
And, well, and that said, Baylor took Oklahoma to the 49-42.
I know. Wisconsin.
Kansas State was an overtime game.
Wisconsin hadn't played anybody up to this point. Like, that's the thing that Alabama can't argue back is if Wisconsin loses to Ohio State, then you can say Ohio State. You can point out what Peter Burns pointed out. If Miami beats, well, I mean, Miami's been okay this year.
Miami's
been okay this year. They don't have any. Who is their loss,
though? They lost to Pitt, but
They played to their competition, though.
Yeah. So that's why I wasn't worried about, Clemson's been there before. For whatever reason, Miami decides, okay, Clemson, they'll probably play well because they appear to want to play to the level of their competition. Yeah. So I wasn't worried.
That's what they do. They play to the level of the – I mean, they're 19-point favorites against North Carolina, win by five. Yeah. I mean, that's what they've done all year long. They just played to their competition. And unfortunately, they weren't able to catch up to Pitt.
For whatever
reason. When they were playing to their level.
Yeah.
Land of Steve says, let's hope Peter – do you think that Peter Burns recorded his wife during the Bama loss, like Lance Erline during the Longhorn loss? First of all, I put my wife on in the middle of OU Texas. I'm sorry, I'm supposed to say Texas OU. You got to say Texas first. I was periscoping
TU
her.
And OU?
This is 2 years ago. Yeah. Oh. Well, no, UT. John.
What?
What are you trying to get me in trouble?
I say?
You said TU.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I was periscoping. I wanted people to see what my house was dealing with. And she was in her room, and you could hear her from across the house. And she is saying things.
Ugly things.
That are ugly things. She's saying some ugly, ugly things. And I walk through, I turn the corner with it. I catch her screaming at the TV in a room, and I'm letting all the Periscope see it.
Mm-hmm.
She sees me, and she says ugly things to me.
Mm-hmm.
And threatened. Then she says that she's never going to do something to me again.
Oh, no.
And then slams the door in my face. Then I had to go and try to record her again, and she chases me. I run outside.
Right.
Luckily, they won. But then she got really mad. I said, this game's over. They threw an interception, a pick six. And I'm like, I need to get out of here because it's a straight jinx move by me.
Right.
And she goes, if this team loses because you jinxed it. And I'm like, I should have never said
no,
that.
No, you should never say
anything. You never say this is over or something like that, because then you are the reason why they
lost.
Why
are you poking the bear at all?
Wasn't good. Is this true? Cleve, who's an LSU guy, says, no chance. We hate Auburn far more than Bama. Is that true? LSU hates Auburn more than Bama?
Not anymore.
They did?
No, that's not true. That is so not true. Not because Saban has kicked up LSU hatred to Alabama to another level. That's not true. That's simply not true.
Because, I found out from my wife that Texas hates Oklahoma. This is years ago.
Yeah.
Texas hates Oklahoma more than A&M.
Right.
Which I never thought that growing up or anything. She goes, I don't know. Absolutely. And then I check around with other Longhorns. Yeah. It's, a lot of them, that's true. I didn't know. Was there a time where LSU hated Auburn more than Bama? And Bama was inconsequential for a little while.
A little while.
Yeah.
A little while, but the history of it. Not in this LSU house. I can tell you that.
No, just anything
that little Nick, anytime he can lose,
everyone in the SEC
awesome.
Hates Alabama.
Yes, you should have seen when we were at the A&M game, watching everybody at the tailgate was watching Alabama get beat and cheering.
I don't think
they never are Auburn fans unless they're playing Alabama.
Everybody in the SEC now hates Alabama, and it's become a phenomenon over the last decade, or close to a decade. And I don't even know that Alabama fans. You know how all those fans chant SEC at every road game they win in bowl games, and people get all upset about it. I'm not sure Alabama does that anymore.
I think they feel
like they seceded, they're their own individual sovereign nation.
It's us and the rest of the SEC.
Like the Patriots think they're a sovereign nation from the NFL.
Right.
They don't have to play by any rules.
And it's so weird because, Bama thinks that way, and the SEC may hate them, but then they are propped up by Bama, and they always point to, look how tough our conference is. And everyone's like, it's really Bama. It's just Bama. Everybody else, recently at least, and maybe we'll see it's different this year. It's just Bama and everybody else. So it's a weird dynamic where, we hate Bama, but we will use Bama.
But we'll suckle from that Bama team.
Absolutely. Well, don't think you don't claim them when they win national championships. That's SEC.
And tell us how tough the conference is. No, it's just Bama. The only team anyone's afraid of in that conference has been Bama.
Right.
Until maybe this year. We'll see.
Well, we'll see. All right, 7:59. Yes, we're not catching up on breaks. It's time to talk about mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. You're looking for a great way to play these games of this weekend. This is a great time to get on. Right now, go to mybookie.ag, put in promo code radio, and they'll match up to 50% of that first deposit. And then you can start playing right away. Okay, you've got all of these championship games. You got all. You can bet on your Texans this weekend. Hello, catching all those points against a crappy Titan team. I mean, come on, what are you waiting for? Get on board with mybookie.ag. You want to bet on Tiger? You can do that as well. A 3-under 69. You think Tiger's not going to win this thing? Well, that's dumb. All you need, and oh, by the way, he has dropped in Masters. His odds have dropped considerably after yesterday's performance. But you can still get on board right now at mybookie.ag, betting on anything, including casino gaming. All you got to do is get to mybookie.ag, put in promo code radio, and start to play. You know who's going to win, but get there. And oh, by the way, they do pay. All right, so that's the key to a bookie, is make sure that they pay. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.